KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, we have clear to partly cloudy skies and 33 degrees. We look forward to be partly cloudy here today with a high of 63. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by The TV Store, your Verizon wireless agent, and Dish Network satellite system dealer at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. Sheriff's officials in Montgomery County say a Villisca man was arrested October 20th on a district court warrant for a probation violation. 24-year-old Jesse Allen Luft was being held at the Montgomery County Jail on $20,000 bond. Police in Creston report four recent arrests. Early Sunday morning, 26-year-old Ian Christopher Gepner of Corning was arrested in Creston for public intoxication. His bond was set at $300. Saturday night, 29-year-old Jeffrey Paul K. Jr. of Duncan, Oklahoma, was arrested for OWI third offense. He was later released on $5,000 bond. Last Friday night, 20-year-old Dakota Dean Rosh of Creston was arrested for OWI first offense. He was later released on $1,000 bond. And Friday morning, Creston police arrested 37-year-old David Carlson Wallander of Thayer on a Union County warrant for contempt of court, resistance to an order or process of district court, for failure to appear on child support matters. Wallander was later released on a $500 cash bond. A Council Bluffs woman will stand trial on a charge of aiding and abetting the sexual abuse of her young daughter. 37-year-old Catherine Pervancha was arrested August 26th and charged with third-degree aiding and abetting of sexual abuse. Her trial is set to begin November 17th. The woman's former boyfriend has been charged with several felony sex abuse counts. Police said the mother told investigators she saw the boyfriend sexually abuse her daughter over several years, starting when the girl was younger than 10. The woman told police she witnessed the abuse as many as seven times, but never reported it or protected her daughter. A Council Bluffs man has been arrested after police say he threw a large plastic playhouse at a police officer. 34-year-old Joseph Stoddard was arrested early Friday on suspicion of twice violating a no-contact order, second-degree burglary, disorderly conduct, interference with official acts, and three counts of assaulting an officer. Police say Stoddard was destroying property Thursday night at the house of a 32-year-old woman he'd been charged with burglarizing on September 21st. Police say when officers arrived, Stoddard would not allow them inside, threw the playhouse at an officer, and he tried to escape. The officer was not hurt. Stoddard was eventually stunned with a taser. He was being held in the Pottawatomie County Jail on $15,000 bond. Police are investigating a shooting outside of a Sioux City home that injured two people. The Sioux City Journal reports the shooting happened near 15th and Isabella Streets at around 11 p.m. Friday. Lieutenant Rex Miller said a woman was shot in the chest. Another person was shot in the hand. Both were taken to a local hospital. Police say they have no suspects, but took several witnesses in for questioning. Physical evidence was collected on the street and around an SUV parked at the scene. Elsewhere in state news, Iowa farmers expect fewer problems shipping their crops this year because railroads have made improvements, and the market may encourage more farmers to store their grain initially. The railroads have upgraded their networks since the problems of the last couple of years, and the low grain prices may prompt some more farmers to hold on to their harvests. It also helps that the low crude oil prices have slowed the growth of hydraulic fracturing mining, which ships oil and mining materials by rail. Mike Steenhoek with the Des Moines-based Soy Transportation Coalition said he expects rail service to continue to be sufficient throughout the harvest. The director of the Iowa Water Center says the state's farmers are losing more than $1 billion a year in revenue due to soil erosion. Rick Cruz, who's also an agronomy professor at Iowa State University, is part of a team of scientists working on what's called the Iowa Daily Erosion Project. Cruz said that billion-dollar figure is a very conservative estimate of Iowa's annual losses.
We've looked at our estimates of soil erosion since we broke the prairie in Iowa, and based on the erosion estimate since that time and up until now, you know, we've lost, there's various ways of making an estimate, but somewhere around 6.5 to 7 inches average across the state.
The research dates all the way back to 1850 and determined that more than half a foot of topsoil has been lost in the past 16-plus decades of Iowa farming. While 6 or 7 inches of dirt may not sound like much, Cruz said the rich black topsoil is what enables Iowa to be one of the world's leaders in food production. When the precious soil is whittled away, so is Iowa's livelihood.
The soil changes as you go down in deeper depths. Most people understand if you try to grow grass, for instance, on a construction site, or you try to grow grass or garden in that subsoil material that's left over after they scrape the topsoil, you know, that's essentially the same thing we see in the field if soil continues to erode. and we take that topsoil away.
Many incentive programs are in place, and farming techniques are being used that are designed to slow erosion, but Crew said none of them have fixed the problem.
We need perennials in some parts of, of the landscape in Iowa if soil loss is going to be reduced to an acceptable level. So the question you asked is, are these working? They're working. They're helping. But all these are parts of a system. Any one thing alone is not the answer, but putting the pieces together is.
The Iowa Daily Erosion Project is made up of scientists from ISU, the University of Iowa, Colorado State University, the National Soil Erosion Research Lab, and the USDA National Laboratory for Agriculture and the Environment. More than 6,000 Democrats gathered in Des Moines Saturday for a raucous and high-stakes event that's been the proving ground for presidential candidates of the past. Radio Iowa's O.K. Henderson reports.
Bernie Sanders was the first candidate to speak at the Iowa Democratic Party's Jefferson Jackson Day dinner. Sanders reminded the crowd the conventional wisdom 8 years ago was that Barack Obama was unelectable.
Well, Iowa, I think we are going to prove the pundits wrong again. I believe we're going to make history one more time.
Sanders did not say the name Hillary Clinton, but he questioned Clinton's decades-long record on issues important to the party's most liberal members, from trade policy to same-sex marriage. Clinton defended Obama administration milestones like the Affordable Care Act. Clinton also told the crowd the stakes are high for November of 2016.
It's not enough just to rail against the Republicans or the billionaires. We actually have to win this election in order to rebuild the middle class and make a positive difference in people's lives.
Martin O'Malley is far behind in the polls. He expressed tremendous respect for Clinton and Sanders as soon as he got on stage.
All of us here tonight agree that we cannot allow Donald Trump or any of the Trump wannabes in the Republican Party to take over our White House. Can we agree on that?
There are now 98 days until Iowa's caucuses on February 1st. I'm O.K. Henderson.
And Iowa authorities are investigating the death of a woman whose body was found near a stolen truck that crashed north of Shellsburg. The truck was stolen Sunday in Benton County. Two men who were examining the truck after it was found soon noticed blood on the door handle and then saw a blood trail away from the truck. They followed the blood and found the woman's body. The Iowa State Patrol would only say that an investigation into the woman's death has begun. Her name was not released. Our news brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon wireless agent and Dish Network satellite system dealer, located at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.